the Toronto Blue Jays will be able to hold training camp at the Rogers Centre. The players will be quarantined at the hotel, the Rogers Centre. There will be a buffer area around the floors where the players are staying. And if you've been to the Rogers Centre, you know that you can access the clubhouse. Well, you need security clearance, but you can get to the field from the hotel. And that's, you know, I would argue that there's probably no better quarantine setup right now in baseball in terms of having the hotel and the ballpark as one. Buck Martinez is our Blue Jays play-by-play voice on Sportsnet. Buck Martinez joins us in Writer's Block. So, Buck, we finally have some clarification as to where spring training will be held. Our understanding is this letter of exemption only covers spring training, and the Blue Jays have made it official now. They've just sent out a press release saying Blue Jays to host 2020 summer training camp in Toronto. So this will cover the training camp. The regular season is something that still must be addressed. But I would imagine, Buck, for the Jays traveling party, at least knowing where you're going to be, that's probably the greatest certainty some of these guys have had for the past 8 weeks, isn't it?
And waiting for some sort of news, no matter where it was going to be, that they would have an idea where they're going to be for the next 3 weeks at least. So hopefully those tests will be completed in Dunedin, and then they'll get on the plane probably on Saturday and head up to Toronto to begin their spring training.
You know, Buck, obviously these teams are going to have to follow unprecedented protocol when it comes to all the COVID-19 provisions. I wonder if you could put yourself in the situation of management or even on-field management. And how would you approach it? Because not only are you dealing with obviously these sort of medical protocols, but and a lot of people have talked about this. You know, there's a real issue in terms of guys trying to go too hard, too fast, injuries that normally would not come at this time of year. I'm sort of asking a macro question. How would you sort of approach the first couple of days when you can get back on a field?
Well, I think you have to really be upfront with all the players and say, listen, this is not going to be a normal spring training. We only have about 3 weeks. You have to really listen to your body. Everybody, you know, no matter what you do in the off season, spring training is always different, no matter how long it is. I mean, you can be in great shape. You can come from winter ball and go to spring training, and it's always different because you're with your teammates. There's a different sense of adrenaline, the excitement of a season coming up, and there are things that happen. But if I were in a position of management, whether it was the manager or the general manager or the president, I would say, fellas, this is going to be an unusual spring training. Listen to your body. Be honest with us as to how you feel. And we will watch you very closely to determine where you are in your conditioning and your preparation for the upcoming season. So, you know what? Everybody's concerned, and I am as well, that you're going to have somebody stray off campus and, you know, somebody's going to bring in the virus to camp. But, boy, oh, boy, with everything that these people have gone through, the players, the coaches, the managers, the support personnel, I'd hate to be the player that strayed and caused the team to lose playing time. So I think that will be explained to the players, too. You have a responsibility to yourself, your family, and your teammates. Probably the biggest responsibility you've ever had to follow all the protocol and make sure that you do all the right things to stay healthy and we keep this thing going.
Just reading from the press release, and I think this is important to say, because there have been some reports out there. This is the process. The Blue Jays will board private charter flights to Toronto this weekend. They are currently completing intake screening in Dunedin, Florida. Only those that test negative for COVID-19 during the intake process will be permitted to join the traveling party to Canada. Again, we talked about the Rogers Centre Hotel. That is where the players will be staying. And this is important, I think. While no final decision has been made in the site for Blue Jays regular season home games, the club's preference remains Rogers Centre. The team continues to pursue this option with the health and safety of the general public and the team at the forefront. The Blue Jays will communicate updates about the regular season as information becomes available. So, yeah, you know, Buck, what you said in answer to Richard's question is absolutely right. I've had a chance to talk to a player, a Jays player, over the weekend just via text, and it's pretty clear, isn't it, that there are going to be some veterans here. At some point, somebody's going to have to convene a meeting, or not have to convene a meeting, but there has to be a certain amount of internal regulation here as well, doesn't there? There has to be some internal leadership just to reinforce in the guy's mind that, hey, you know, if you get sick, you're damaging my livelihood. And I'll tell you what, you know what baseball players are like. I don't know if I'd want to get the reputation around the game, especially if I was a young guy, of being a guy that got sick and screwed up my team's plans. I don't know if I'd want that reputation.
No, you know, Jeff, that's such a great point, too, because going to Rogers Center is a terrific bubble, as you mentioned, because the players can go to the ballpark, go back to their room, they can stay indoors, and they don't have to, you don't have to stray. I mean, this is going to be 2 months, and if you can't play the game for 2 months by the rules, then, you know, you don't have much discipline. But I think, you know, you're going to have a Matt Shoemaker stand up in front of the room and say, listen, fellas, this is very important, because you don't want to be the guy that strays off campus, gets sick, and causes yourself to miss time, but the guy next to you, and then maybe the guy next to him. And all of a sudden, you're thinking about 7, 8, 10, 12, 15 guys that have it. And no matter what the case is, how serious it might be, it's going to take them 3 weeks to get back on the active roster. So that's a great responsibility. And I know Matt Shoemaker is going to be one of those guys. I mean, he's a player rep. He's been involved in all the meetings, and he knows all the information. And he's got cachet with the team. He's a veteran guy with a great head on his shoulder. And I think everybody looks up to him. So I would expect he would be one of the guys that steps up and says, this is real, boys. We have to pay attention to this.
Buck, Jeff and I just spoke about this before. One of the prominent owners in the league, Hal Steinbrenner, has mentioned the possibility or the prospect of fans being at Yankee Stadium. Limited number of fans. Obviously, it's more conjecture or speculation than anything else. Obviously, every one of these owners would want some kind of fans in the stands, because that gives them a chance to produce some kind of revenue. I wonder, Jeff and I think are pretty clear where we stand on this, and I'll say again for the record that I think that's an incredibly reckless idea. Where do you stand on that prospect of some kind of limited, whatever it is, 5,000, 10,000 people in the crowd, social distanced, all around the stadium?
I think it's very premature. I think we've got 3 weeks of getting through spring training before we consider having a regular season. I think that's going to be the first hurdle. You get these teams through spring training, you keep the majority of the players healthy, and I think it's totally irresponsible to say, yeah, we're going to have fans at this point, because there's no way of knowing. You just can't say we're going to have fans. I think you have to be grateful that you're going to have an opportunity to have a game on the field. You can take it to your fans with radio and television, and just be thankful that you can do that. Because I think, as we have seen, this thing goes back and forth, and you just don't know where we're headed next. So I think for anybody to say, yeah, in September 1st, we're going to have fans, I think is totally irresponsible.
Buck, I want to return to a question Richard asked me. I'm sorry, because I like the train of thought, and I apologize for derailing it when I read that that part of that press release. But I mean, you've run training camps before, so you have a better idea than we do about what work needs to get done. And you know, you talked about the emphasis that's going to take. But one of the things, you know, is you gotta make it kind of interesting for the players as well. Yes, there is stuff that is going to have to get done. There are drills that are going to have to be done, things of that nature. How much of a challenge is it going to be for this coaching staff to, you know, keep everybody's attention for a month? Because it's, I mean, this is a different time. And I know we had, you know, Dante Bichette on saying that Bo's going to approach this just as if it's, he's coming off the off season and this is a start of spring training for him. And that's all fine and well to think that, but it's July. How important is it going to be to keep them interested to the point where you can have a little bit of fun with them as well?
I think they're going to have a blast during this 3-week spring training. They have been apart. This particular club, the Blue Jays, was so excited about the prospects of the 2020 season in spring training. I don't think Charlie's going to have a problem at all keeping everybody focused and motivated. Plus the fact they have a very young team. And these young players are going to be a majority of the backbone of the team. And they're going to have so much enthusiasm getting back on the field, seeing one another, that I don't think you're going to have any problems at all. I mean, they're going to be willing to do things that will be created to create a inter-squad game, kind of an exhibition type of atmosphere. But I think the biggest challenge they suffer at Rogers Center is a timing issue, because they only have four mounds. You know, there are underground batting cages. They can hit a little bit in there, but you know, having 60 players, and I don't know how many players are going to actually report to Rogers Center, but you want as many of those players with you so you can see where they stand, where their progress is, whether or not they can help you out of the gate or not. So you have to have everybody around. But I don't think there's going to be a challenge. I mean, to me, and Dante probably said it best, is this is like a new season. And the enthusiasm you have normally in spring training is only going to be magnified because you're going to have a 60-game season, and everybody knows that anything's possible in 60 games.
Buck, if you were managing in a 60-game template, we've talked so much about sort of what teams may do with pitchers, six-man pitching staff, doubling up starters. Not as much talk about what will happen offensively. Would it be your indication in a 60-game season to try to consolidate the guys that you play every day to try to really, let's say, go with your best nine and play them as much as you can because it's only 60 games? Or do you conversely look at it like, I'm going to try to give as many people early some at-bats and then after like a 10 or 15-game stretch decide who's hot and then roll with those guys for the rest of the year?
Richard, I don't think the Blue Jays are in that position where they can say we're going to have a 10 or 15-game tryout, if you will, during the regular season. I think that because of their schedule and who they're going to play, you know, they're going to play the best teams in baseball. So they have to change their philosophy, in my mind, from a 162 approach to a 60-game approach and say, okay, we're playing to win every single inning. And when you do that, you're going to do things that we haven't seen in the last several years. You might run a little bit more. You might hit and run a little bit more. You might try to eliminate the strikeout. Put as much pressure on the other team because the other teams haven't had game experience as well. So the more you can put the ball in play, the better off you're going to be. I mean, that's the way I feel in a 162-game season. But especially in a 60-game season, when you're playing the best baseball teams in the world, you're going to have to figure out that we've got to score, we've got to score early, and everybody knows the one thing the Blue Jays have really improved upon is their starting pitching, and they've got depth. And, you know, I was amazed. I went through the players that played for the Blue Jays last year. There are 31 guys that played for the Blue Jays last year that are no longer in the organization. 31.
Wow.
22 pitchers, 9 position players, so it is a dramatic turnover. So if you can't sell a philosophy in this 3-week spring training to this group of players that's chomping at the bit thinking that they can win the American League East, I think you're making a big mistake. But I think there's so much enthusiasm and so much young talent on this team that there's a chance that this is going to be a very interesting 60 games.
Buck, we are going to let you run. What are your plans right now? Where do you what are your plans for travel or getting up here?
My plans are I'm going to be in Toronto in quarantine for 14 days starting on Monday.
I'll send you some food if you want.
Safe travels.
All right, that's a great idea. I'll take you up on that.